That's right. It's time to jump in the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's date, today being the 2nd of March. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 537, the Ostrogoth army under King Vitiges began a siege of the Roman capital in what is known as the First Siege of Rome. Byzantine general Belisarius conducted a delaying action outside the Flaminian Gates, where the Piazza di Popolo stands today, but was almost cut off when attempting to cross a bridge with his household soldiers that they were unaware had already been taken by the Goths, barely escaping with heavy casualties. The siege lasted a year and 9 days, but ended with the Romans managing to successfully defend themselves against their numerically superior foe. Picture this, I'm a bag of dicks, put me to your lips. 1657, the Great Fire of Mariki occurred in Edo, what we know today as Tokyo in Japan on today's date, lasting 3 days and causing more than 100,000 deaths. The first ballet ever performed in England, The Loves of Mars and Venus, was performed on this day in 1717. March 2nd in 1807, the US Congress passed the Act prohibiting importation of slaves, disallowing the importation of new slaves into the country. Probably a good start on cutting down the slave trade. Part of the Texas Revolution in 1836, the Declaration of Independence of the Republic of Texas from Mexico was adopted on March 2nd. 1855, Alexander II became Tsar of Russia. The 2-day Great Slave Auction, the largest such auction in United States history, began on March 2nd in 1859. And we thought they were doing so well a minute ago, getting rid of the slaving industry, but not so easy, it turns out, in the United States. 1882, Queen Victoria narrowly escaped an assassination attempt by Scotsman Roderick MacLean in Windsor, the last of 8 attempts by separate people to kill or assault Victoria over a period of 40 years. Roderick was tried for treason following the attempt and found not guilty by reason of insanity and lived out the rest of his days in Broadmoor Asylum. Captain James Gallagher landed his B-50 Superfortress Lucky Lady in Fort Worth, Texas, after completing the first non-stop around-the-world airplane flight in 94 hours and 1 minute on March 2nd in 1949. 1987, the first ARIA Awards were held in Sydney to recognise excellence and innovation in all genres of Australian music. Following the awards, the Australian Recording Industry Association would become the official Australian music chart in June 1988, succeeding the Kent Music Report, which had been Australia's national chart since 1974. In 1990, Nelson Mandela was elected Deputy President of the African National Congress on March 2nd. And speaking of elections, right here at home in 1996, Johnny Howard became Prime Minister of Australia after the Coalition were voted into government. Live to shoot another day. Got some very famous birthdays for us as well this morning. Acclaimed children's author and cartoonist Dr. Seuss was born on today's date in 1904. Who didn't love Dr. Seuss when they were a little bit younger? Desi Arnaz was born March 2nd in 1917. Famed American journalist and author Tom Wolfe is 87. Daniel Craig, James Bond, is turning the big 5-0. And Rebel Wilson is 38 this morning. Happy birthday, Rebel. Some famous musos for us as well. Guitarist Rory Gallagher, born on today's date, 1948. Jay Osmond of the Osmond Brothers is 63 this morning. John Bon Jovi is 56. Method Man of Wu-Tang Clan is 47. LP of Run the Jewels is 43 this morning. Fantastic duo with Killer Mike. I couldn't resist playing you a little bit of DJ Shadow, Nobody Speak, featuring Run the Jewels. That's a personal favourite of mine. We've also got Chris Martin of Coldplay, 41 this morning, but going out on an absolute classic today. So many roads to choose. We start out walking and learn to going out this morning to Karen Carpenter of the Carpenters, one half of the Carpenters, along with brother Richard, born on this day in 1950. Tremendous drummer, tremendous voice, died far too young at the age of only 32 due to complications of anorexia nervosa, which brought out a lot of attention to the kind of harm eating disorders can cause. Going out on a beauty. We've only just begun from the Carpenters on this day in history for 2SCR 107.3. With smile, so much of life ahead. We'll find a place where there's room to grow. And yes, we've just begun.
Place where there's room to grow. And yes, we've just begun.